from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Boy, and is it dirty. About 30 minutes ago, y'all, Mondo Duplantis broke the world record for the ninth time, jumping 6.25 meters to become back-to-back Olympic champion in the pole vault, Ron.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's
good man.
Apparently one of the greatest of all time. I don't know pole vaulters like that, but clearly one of the greatest of all time. Something that is, there's no way, even though old Duplantis just broke the record, there's no way the video of him breaking the record goes more viral than the old French pole vaulter that got his Johnson hung on the bar. I don't know. Did you guys see this?
I saw this on Twitter.
Yeah. French pole vaulter.
You've flippy not seen floppy. It?
No.
French pole vaulter, Anthony Emirati, he fails to medal after his male organs knocked the bar off the rack.
Jesus. So he's one who definitely gets held up by TSA.
Yes. Yeah, good point. He clearly gets held up at TSA.
Probably why I didn't do any pole vault.
And the video's pretty fun.
I mean, from one Big Johnson story to another.
Right here.
I mean, Ron got frisked by some dude at the airport. And
hell of a segue.
Found out his...
I mean, she almost embarrassed me how loud she was.
Why did the woman come over? Never mind. We'll talk about that later. Next time you tell that story. There'll be another time later on.
Dirty
this is probably the most popular question being asked in our business right now after this old boy's Johnson knocked him out. Have you seen this video for real?
I have not seen it.
Literally.
I've literally not seen it.
You need to look at it on, so you see what I'm talking about.
It gets caught on the pole.
My dude clearly clears the pole, like clears it, and the only thing that catches it is his Johnson. And
you rip your nuts and your wiener off,
he's
your dick.
Obviously well endowed. And the question,
the way big fella,
the question that I think is probably the most popular question in the game today, in the media game today, is would you rather the world know that you're well endowed and that you've got a large Johnson? There's no question about it. Or
are we sure it's he's got a large Johnson? Or is it
have
nuts?
You seen the video yet? Well, there's no if.
I'm going through here.
What wasn't it Chris Johnson's joint that fell out of his shorts or whatever when he's running?
Like, yeah, Chris Jones.
Chris Jones. Like, there's no question. Like, I mean, it just, the world knows, man. Even those that just want Olympic coverage, man, they know. Would you rather a gold medal in the Olympics or to have and for the world to know, innocently know, that you've got a huge Johnson? And not have to tell them at TSA. I'm just talking about like inadvertently.
It's a tough one.
When I first thought about it, I was like, when I first heard the question, I was like, ha, that's funny. But the more you think about it.
Oh, wow. It's hanging on there. Hanging right on the bar, huh?
My guy needed to strap that thing down, man.
That thing like a monkey's tail. It went out there and grabbed that damn edge of that bar and pulled it right off the rack, man. I'm telling you.
Get an ace bandage or something, bro. Wrap that thing down tight.
I bet he was peacocking around at Olympic Village that evening. No medal.
Literally peacocking.
His age, I don't know, boy. I mean, you work for that medal for a long time, but that right there, that means you don't have to work for quite some time when that information is given out.
It's not just that, Ron. That's the icebreaker. So you're an athlete, yeah. You remember the 2024 Olympics?
No, here, let me pull it up.
let me prove to you that I was an Olympian. And that's
happened. It was unfortunate.
Like it's not just
qualified, man.
Like having a gold medal would be nice, but like how many? We're not talking about like Simone Biles, and like I'm talking about like how many just random gold medalists can you name? Do you remember? Like if they walked up on you right now, you'd remember. You'd know. Even if they told you the story, remember back in this year this happened. Would you know? So the gold medal is great, and that's a great athletic achievement. Seems don't
like
get me
just
wrong.
What he's worked for, yeah.
I think I'd rather be the pole vaulter that hung on the bar. I think that's a bigger deal. I think that's more beneficial in his life than
this
a gold medal would be.
This is a bigger deal. That's huge.
Yeah, literally and figuratively.
This is really hard for me because I can relate clearly.
I didn't know you were a pole vaulter.
Hey, that's a good point. You can relate to being well endowed, not being in that pole and it shooting you over that 6.5 meters, however tall that is.
That, my problem that stopped me is the same problem he had, amongst other things.
Yeah, I think I'd go with the Big Johnson, boys.
Next line rolls through. That's a hard one.
I mean, if you stop laughing for a minute and seriously tall. Think about it, I think I would go with the Big Johnson.
I think I got to go with the gold. But I also need to know.
Says the guy with the big Johnson.
I also
messing
need to
up
know
the
what,
TSA line.
Like, what's the alternative of this? Like, how? Like,
yeah, do you have like a micro?
No, we're not talking about light switches.
If I can at least be average size, I'll take the gold medal.
You got an average size Johnson that the world doesn't know about, and a gold medal.
That's an important detail, right?
Yeah. Or you've got a large one that your wife and the entire world knows about. Before your wife would have been really funny.
Yeah, because I can work with that. I think. I mean,
you
I'm
think
not,
so?
I don't know. I mean, I'm.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you've never had to.
I'm assuming.
Tyler, where are you at? It's not even close. It ain't remotely close.
I take the gold. If you give me the average,
well endowed, and it is blatantly obvious on national TV and Olympic coverage and social media. I'll take it.
Yeah, my mind went right where Ron's did. I got to know like what I'm either or in here. Like, am I going to be stuck with some like?
Because there's some perks.
We'll give you an average size joint, Tyler, which I don't really know what that's worth either.
That is a great opening line, but there's also a great opening line. Hey, I'm a gold medalist. Here, I've got a gold medal that you can see and you can put on. You want to come up and see it?
If I'm getting average, I gotta go gold.
At some point, that stick is gonna be not the stick, the shtick.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.